Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Thank you, Grace. I think you're wrong.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That is why I have got to catch him this time. To show these kids that the example he sets is a first-class ticket to nowhere.
Oh, Ed, you sounded like Dirty Harry just then.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Gotta be so sensitive.
How could you say that?
Well, you gotta be so rude. I mean, don't you know I'm human too? Even though when you sit and think about this song, it's pretty fucked up, and it's the guy who rushes to the door who's rude. Like, he asks the guy, and the guy's like, no. And then he's like, fuck you, I'm gonna do it anyway. And it also broke my heart because I thought it was gonna be the first gay reggae song. I thought he was rushing over because he was an old fashioned man. And then nothing. But on that note, welcome to Dude Discussions podcast number whatever the fuck it is. I don't know.
Like 13.
Infinity minus 2.
Plus or minus 30.
You see, we have 13 posted, but I have a backlog because I'm a slacker. So what this will end up being like number 18 or whatever. I don't know. Anyway.
Wow. Like I said, 13 plus or minus 30.
Exactly. Math. James.
What's up?
How's your week?
I discovered I'm allergic to aspirin.
Go on.
Aspirin?
So I had a headache at work, and I took 3 times the recommended dosage of aspirin.
I mean, I think that's part of the problem right there.
So you assumed that 3 times the recommended headache required 3 times the aspirin.
Yes, but what it actually does is when you have an allergy to aspirin, 3 times the recommended dosage just makes you have an asthma attack for 6 hours.
That's lovely.
Well, hey. Just bring out some leeches while you're at it.
I had to call my roommates to drive me back from work because my breathing was so bad that getting into the car made my breathing go insane and I couldn't drive.
Well, it's a good thing you don't live like in the Mile High area, so the air's super thin or anything.
Oh, wait. Whoops.
Hey, James, remember that time you tried to drill a hole in your head?
No.
Oh, you're supposed to finish the quote. God damn it. Now you just ruined it. Never mind. Everybody move on.
You got to remember that whenever that quote was generated, he was probably sperm.
Dave, like, do you remember that time you tried to drill a hole in your head?
And this is where I'm going to show my failure, too. I don't know what you're talking about.
God damn it. Okay, if I'm Bill Murray and I say that to you and you're playing the character of Egon Stans, you're going to say
Ghostbusters.
That would have worked if you hadn't stopped me. Eh, and that's it.
But
and
I haven't seen that movie
now
in a
the joke's
long
been
time.
Explained, and so it doesn't.
Oh, it's zero funny.
God damn it.
I didn't realize how sexy that movie was. I'm like, hey, Kyan, watch some Ghostbusters. Well, the thing about the 80s is they didn't have a PG-13. I'm like, oh, there's a ghost blowjob happening, and you were too young to see this. Shield your eyes, Marion.
Eh, I watched it when I was probably too young to be watching it, and I turned out, oh man, he
sure
shouldn't watch that.
I mean, you are taking 3 times the recommended dose of aspirin.
It makes sense at the time.
Anyway, Hunter, did you try to poison yourself this week?
Not this week. Yeah, going on a 3-week streak.
Yeah. Anything exciting happening in the world of Hunter?
Well, I have a job as a sales clerk, you know, and a cashier.
Gross. Yeah. Sales? Where at?
Like CVS.
Is that a Rite Aid? Is that what that is? Like a pharmacy kind of thing? Or
yeah, it's a pharmacy mini store.
Okay.
A lot of old people there. Okay, gotcha. Nice. The old ladies call me Hun, and I feel appreciated.
Aw, look at you with the Hun.
Yeah. Do they pinch your cheek? Not the one on your face.
Oh, for
thankfully,
sure.
They're not behind
they're
the
going
counter.
South.
Hey, young man, won't you smell this rag for me? Or how about you take these Werther's Originals? I woke up with a headache. It felt like a leathery beanbag had been crushing me for 6 hours.
See, now you're he's already making fun of you, James.
You go straight to hell, sir.
So your job's going well? How do you do job and school at the same time?
You just work part time.
Part time?
Yeah, not rocket surgery, Dave.
Rockets.
Yes. Adam, save us from these two.
Hey, I actually just got back from the park. Took my kids and my dogs out to the park, and we threw around the football and the frisbee and the baseballs and ate sandwiches and basically did the all-American family thing, and it was a blast. The snow was clear, you know, the sun shined bright, wind was a little bit brisk, but we had ourselves a grand old time. I felt like an old man because I chased the ball once, and I'm like, and I'm done. I cannot continue doing this whole running back and forth thing, but...
Yeah, my week was all right. Nothing too eventful. The semester is winding down, so I have all kinds of things due right at the end. But
dude, you're gradding, man.
I am. It's finally happened. I started in 2006, and I'm just now finishing up my bachelor's degree.
Yeah, 11 years! Dave Wilder over here.
It's true. I'm not ready to I'm already having anxiety about transitioning into the real world.
It's a rough transition.
Rough. I think I might just say fuck it and have a midlife crisis and move to Arizona with Hunter, and we can be CVS bros. you'll support me while I go back to school at Arizona State, right, Hunter?
Yeah, try not to melt to death.
Oh, you're right.
You want to go to Arizona? Really?
I mean, if it
Arizona doesn't want to be in Arizona.
But I got an email from my school saying that I will be coming loudly when I graduate. Magna
cum laude.
Exactly. That fancy thing, which I had no idea. And then apparently they're like, hey, here's this thing you get, and you have a medallion. So those fools are giving me the Eye of Agamotto to go with my wizard robes. So when Dormammu shows up, don't worry, guys, I got you covered.
You've come to bargain?
Exactly. But on that note, I figured we'd talk about school and such on this week. Topic theme podcast. And mostly just the antics we got up to within the educational system.
And there are, I'm sure, plenty, because as you guys remember this crap, yeah. I'm sure I might have told one of these already on this podcast, so you'll have to correct me if I do.
All right.
Just edit the shit out of it and be like, eh, he didn't say that.
I'll just splice in a bunch of your other words, kind of like when Isaac Hayes left South Park. So I'll just construct a completely new story for you using your own voice clips.
There you go.
So look forward to the podcast in like 6 months.
Where I'm just saying the most random, awful things. Just happens. Oh, yeah. Just Hunter's words coming out of my mouth.
It's going to be exactly like South Park, too. You're going to turn into a robotic child molester.
Hey, guys. Remember that time? It's going to be great. So who wants to start us off on this nostalgia cast centered around our school days? I guess let's just start. When did everybody graduate from the high schools?
I graduated in...
Go shit. Ahead.
One at a time, ladies.
Well, how are you the one running the show?
Meanwhile, James is dying on aspirin.
We'll get an intervention for him later.
When did you graduate, Hunter?
Last year.
Okay. I was going to say, was it yesterday?
last feels year. Like yesterday.
So, how would you rate your overall high school experience? Were you king of the high school, or were you king of the dorks?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Sure.
I'd like to go with 7. Yeah, right. 7 sounds like a good number.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Were you Mr. Popular? You showed up every day in the... And all of the other cliques would just come together. Hunter is here! And they would hoist you on your shoulders and that kind of thing?
Kind of.
Were you listening to MCR and cutting yourself?
Not that. Nope.
Okay.
I probably had more self-esteem than was good for me.
Also, can we just take a quick moment here? What the fuck does MCR stand for?
My Chemical Romance, man. Come on, get with the... I mean, that band was during your heyday. I believe you don't remember it.
Yeah, I know, but I see people put MCR and my head just never connected those two.
Oh,
I mean, there's Battery also, City. There's the better abbreviation, which is CCR. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Mm. Something about looking out of back doors. What about you, James? When did you graduate?
2009.
2009, A James Odyssey?
Yeah, 2009, A James Odyssey.
How's your school?
I don't know, like a 5.
just a 5?
Let me explain with a story.
Do you just trudge to school every day like a Russian author?
I wish I would have gotten something out of it.
Just Dostoevsky your way to class.
That would have been so much better.
All right, we'll explain.
So I moved to Utah from Las Vegas.
That's just in time for the first year
of high school.
Yeah, big culture shock. Yeah,
not just Utah, but small town Utah, right? Cedar City.
I mean, it could have been smaller. You could have gone somewhere like.
There's like 3 places that are smaller than Cedar City.
There's a lot. Have you seen Modena?
No, I mean real places.
It's like a bunch of trailers that come right out of a slasher movie where people wear people as faces.
Anywho, like third week of school, I'm going to fucking, I think, pottery class because I was an idiot when I was a kid.
Hey, free and days.
Yeah.
Did you feel Patrick Swayze invade your body and guide your hands?
It would have been much better class if that
did
had happened.
Did Unchained Melody play while you crafted pots?
Man.
Talk about a pothead.
Way better.
Do-do-do-ch. Anyway, go on. Pottery class.
So I hear fight, fight, fight from down the hallway, right? And I'm coming here from the Las Vegas school system where the Bloods and the Crips had knife fights in the bathrooms during lunch breaks.
Oh.
Classy. So.
Well, at least they waited till lunch. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very considerate of them.
So I'm like, fuck, I got to go watch this. It's going to be entertaining.
So you just
get over there.
Two dudes slap and tickle in the restroom?
No. It's in the middle of the hallway. And the slap and tickle part is pretty much spot on. They were just like girly slap fighting at each other, but getting really red in the face and out of breath while doing it.
Two kangaroos fighting. By the way, have you seen the way kangaroos fight?
Good God.
It's amazing. Yeah. They lean their heads way back and they just start slap boxing. It's hilarious. All the viewers out there watch kangaroo fights. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, like that, except like less energetic and less fit.
And lots of grabbing at each other's heads, just trying to throw each other in one direction.
But like yelling like whale song style, just
so accurate describing high school fighting.
Yeah, right? So I run over like, yeah, gonna be a fight. And then I watched it for like 2 seconds and then I just turned around and walked away.
Meanwhile, you have Emperor Pollard. No one is bleeding to death. I'm bored.
Thumbs down.
Kill each other for my amusement.
Pretty much exactly.
Echoes through eternity.
And then no, you're not wrong at any part of that.
And then girls carry you away from the boring fight.
That part didn't happen. That would have been great.
Did one side of the fight just, as soon as it started, instantly take their shirt off? Because somehow that makes them cooler and tougher, like every high school fight that I saw.
Oh, no, no. Like, these were a bunch of super Mormon-like kids.
Oh, that I've never seen. I've never seen the Mormon-only fight.
Dude, I have.
Well, you guys have the benefit of being from this area. I grew up in Florida, where there were like 6 of us, and we did not fight, for we were afraid.
Oh, that's right. I think you did move back to Florida briefly during the fight that I witnessed. God, that was awful.
Oh, who fought?
Do you remember Alma? Last name withheld.
God, that guy was.
Do you remember?
Fight Alma. He was such a great guy.
Alma's the one that started it. Like, he was running his mouth. Do you remember Newman?
The name is familiar, but I don't.
Okay. Let me regale you with the tale of Newman. First name withheld.
Also, random side note, Alma's the one who brought me the glorious word shapapa, which is the sound a penis makes as it slaps the cum off the end of it on a girl's butt. Anyway, go on.
So, right. Newman's the guy that came to school just looking for friends, like, hard. Now, when you watch a movie just as awful and as pointedly regional as Napoleon Dynamite, You're gonna go either I don't get any of this. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, or you're gonna say I lived with those people.
Yeah, it's very polarizing.
Now Newman was a Napoleon Dynamite, like to the T, to the point where, and I kid you not, and will not exaggerate, he said, if I had my bo staff, I could beat up the entire football team.
That's a bold claim.
Yeah, he was telling me its core was titanium. And I said, well, where is your bo staff? And he goes, I left it with my gang. And his gang was going to then fly over.
From Japan, I take it, where they worked for the Yakuza?
No. They were from Las Vegas, the nearest big city that had crime.
Did you know any bo staff wielding gangs?
No, the people who said stuff like that usually got beat up.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was 100% going that direction. But he said they were going to fly overhead and they were going to drop his weapons to him because he had this...
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, so I went out there with him because I'm an enabler, right? Like, I usually can sniff out when somebody's BSing, but I'll let them tell a story because I like to be entertained. So I'm out there with him, like, waiting for this airplane to show up.
And I'm
dutifully looking at the sky and then looking at him, like, trying to see where he'll take this. Because I know a plane's not flying overhead. And then he just says, oh, you know what? They probably had to go a different direction. You know, the law is probably
on the drop zone. Not safe.
Right? So we bailed. And then he told me when it's just you and me, Adam, you need to call me Claw. Because that's his gang name.
Let's reiterate. How old were you when this was going down?
Oh, I'm like 16.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I was picturing elementary school or middle school. Oh God, this is so much worse.
You know, funny enough, so is he. Like he is like full on teenager-y age, and he tells me he's a master at multiple martial arts and all this stuff. And
of course.
So yeah, he's got like the skills, and he's just ridiculous, right? Well, Alma, bless his heart, like he's just the most the nicest guy. You can tell like he's snapped. And he's like, I've had enough of this. This is going to be where I draw the first line in the sand in my entire life. Like, I'm drawing the line. I'm going to be the asshole here because I'm going to call this guy out. And he did, like, full on. In the middle of lunch, he's like, you and me after school, I'm a with your fucking ass. I'm like, whoa, wow. Whoa, dude.
Escalated.
So Newman, the entire afternoon, like he's telling me how quick this fight's going to be, like how he's just going to knock him out. Like, I'm going to take him out and if he brings a weapon there, you got to throw me my knife underhand. You know how to throw a knife so the handle reaches me? I'm like, I'm not taking a knife. So you could pretend how to fight with a knife. Like, that's not happening. Like, you realize this is small town Nevada here. You guys are going to maybe connect twice. Like, that's it. That's all that's going to happen. And the also, thing is, go ahead.
I was just, the entire time you're doing this, every time you say Newman, I'm hearing the Jerry Seinfeld Newman in my head.
Yeah, you can. You're welcome to. But so, like, I'm friends with Alma, right? But I'm there supporting Newman because I'm like, I got to see what happens. Like, I need to know.
You're just Darth Sidious of high school fights.
we meet on the north end of what's going to soon become, like, the next generation's football field, right? But it's just grass.
Do it.
So there's like 15 people out there. They're just gathered around in your. We automatically form a circle without speaking.
Of course.
So half the circle is Alma's guys, and half the circle is Newman's guys, which is like.
I mean, wasn't half. Other dude.
Newman had guys?
Newman had me and one other guy. Like, okay. this other guy was totally taken in by Newman's BS, and I'm there just like, oh, what's going to happen? And so Alma, like, with no ado whatsoever, just steps in the middle. He's like, all right, let's do this. And they just step around each other, and Newman drops into this faux kickboxing type of like half kata, half something I saw in Bloodsport, just attempting to intimidate Alma. And Alma's like, "What's this happy horse shit? Like, are you gonna throw something?" And eventually, like, Newman does this weird spin thing. What's an attempt at a spin kick? Like, the tip of his boot like taps. Like, taps Alma on the chin. And Newman's like, now that you've seen what I've got, and he walks away. And Alma stands there like, are you fucking serious? Like, is this it? And at that point, before he could follow him, a teacher came up and is like, hey! And everybody just bailed. But, so that was their fight. Like, they literally walked around each other just exercising swear words that they would never say normally in school. Like, they're just like, how do I fit this word in so I can, like, sound awfully cool. Mean? And that's it. But it was the only time I'd ever seen Alma lose his cool. I'm like, he's really going to rock Newman's head off if he ever, like, got within range. Because he was still like, this guy's just crazy. I don't know what exactly he's going to do. Because he is a little mad. And Newman's just crazy enough that he would have done something, like, permanent had he gotten his dander up. But anyway, after that, like, he's still, like, for the rest of the day was trying to get his adrenaline to go down. Like, are you serious,
man? My pants are full of fear poops.
I did see him a few years later after high school, and he was not looking okay. It's like, whatever he tried to make of the world just wasn't having any of it.
Sounds like he needs to become a new man.
Ooh.
But my favorite part of Newman's story was that his gang of outlaws obeyed laws regarding airspace.
For real.
Yeah, for real. They're going to airdrop a sword to him. But oh man, airspace laws.
Bo staff.
Whatever.
Titanium core, bo staff.
In my head, it just automatically got changed to a samurai sword because, of course, that's what he would get. It sounds like you were dealing with a first generation Weebo.
Oh, Naruto fan.
The staff was wielded by Gandalf the Grey and White.
And Magneto.
He was like the Frank Dukes of our high school. Like, he was just full of shit, but he believed every word coming out of his own mouth.
Nice.
Just awful.
So, looking past Newman, when did you graduate? We were the same year, right? 99?
98, actually. I graduated in 98.
A year ahead.
But I was youngest in our class, which isn't saying much because our graduating class was, what, like 39?
Yeah, it was real small.
Yeah. So, yeah, I graduated in 98 and was super happy to be out of high school. Just, and I was really part of the drama scene.
Oh, man.
You know, not like, oh, we love drama, but like the drama club.
Now, you're viewing drama scene from the Utah point of view, James. It was very different in Kalyani. It was almost like a reverse. Like, in that school, the coolest of the cool kids were in the drama.
Okay.
Like Game of Thrones type.
It was a split between sports and then drama, I guess.
There was your high school athletes, and then there were the cowboys, the rednecks, who were all like bull riders and bronc busters. They, more so than the athletes, strangely enough, were the ones that, as you'd walk down the hallway, they were like, fag, drama fag. And it was like, okay. The one wearing the tight pants.
Considering
really?
The ladies we were swimming in drama, by the way.
Yeah, I wasn't hurting for them, and it was really interesting because they missed out a lot because the drama club, doing all of that was really just the highlight of high school for me. It was fantastic.
I'll never forget that we're practicing or getting ready for a play, and it's kind of wrapped down, and so like the peoples are coupling off to, quote unquote, practice their scenes, which is cue for, hey, we're gonna make out hard now. Maybe some hands over sweater. And so I walk by and I see Adam, and I'm like, Adam's cool. I like to talk to him. So I go to talk to him. I just evaluate the scene rather quickly. I'm like, oh, he's with her. They're making out. So I just give him the Han Solo fucking nod. I'm like, all right, I'll catch you later. Meanwhile, my brother pimps in, sees Adam, and then walks over and proceeds to cock block him for like an hour straight.
Oh, yeah, your brother.
See, in my high school, the people we have in the drama club were not the cool kids. They were, man, I don't want to say it this way. They were the obnoxious homosexuals of the school.
Oh. Every school had a few.
They weren't all gay, but they kind of all acted like they
I'm a firm believer in the South Park definition of the fag. Like, to me, it's more the shitty attitude rather than the sexual persuasion.
Mm.
So all of them by that definition. And
we were good people.
They fucking decided to hold the school hostage at one point.
What?
They were doing a fundraiser, and they somehow got permission from the people in charge of the school, which wasn't surprising because they were fucking idiots. And they, during every lunch break, would play a song over the loudspeakers until they reached their fundraising goal.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
I can only imagine what mental torture.
Guess what song? They played the song that never ends. For the entire lunch break. Me and my best friend through all high school, Dave Nicorvo, were in a hallway where we just went to eat lunch because honestly, we didn't fucking like anybody in the school. We were disassociated from all the cliques, all of the like the counterculture people, like the goths or the emos. And we hated all of them too. We just hated everybody, including the people who might shoot up the school. We're like, man, you guys are jackasses. So we're sitting in this hallway just eating our lunch, and then it starts playing. And I look over at him, and the first thing I can think to say is, do you hear it too?
Am I just having a stroke?
That was exactly what he said.
An early 90s PBS hand puppet themed stroke.
It went on for like 2 days, and then they got enough complaints they couldn't do it anymore.
But speaking of awful things, I think it's time that we share some awful stories from high school. What do you guys think?
Oh, the awful ones?
I mean, or just whatever you feel inspired to share at this meeting.
I pulled an unforgivable prank on Dave.
Do tell.
Yeah, okay, so that'll tip you off. Dave and I hit it off like right away. So we had so much in common, best friends, like real quickly. Well, then he comes to inform me that he and his family are moving back to Florida, and brokenhearted, right? So me and a bunch of the other guys and girls who found out like the day he's leaving.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't,
I'm leaving today.
Until the day I found out. Like, you guys found out the same day I did. My dad's like, hey, by the way, we're all moving back to Florida. Never mind the fact that you're super popular and you have a good group of friends and a really hot girlfriend with an eyebrow ring. But fuck you, you're going to go back to Florida. Anyway.
Yeah, so Dave's like just really broken up. So we decided the best way to piece together his shattered heart was to grab a garbage bag and just grab a whole bunch of memorabilia and knickknacks, paraphernalia.
Now he says memorabilia. It was mostly just whatever random shit they could find in the school.
So we're opening other people's lockers? Like,
yep.
Not even like
I got
legally,
other people's homework and books and like love letters to other students. I've still got those somewhere, by the way.
So the winning thing was, though, and I went into the bathroom, grabbed something special, put it in the bag, tied a knot in the bag, and we handed it to him and said, don't open it until you're on the road. So, Dave, why don't you tell him how you found out what I left in the bag?
So he gets this. I mean, it wasn't just a little bit of shit. That garbage bag was packed, by the way, like you said, other people's books. He also scooped the entire Armed Forces recruiting bin, like the little plastic thing that has all the pamphlets. So I got all of the, hey, would you like to join the Navy and the plastic Navy thing? Shit like that. It was just completely full. There was so much shit that we couldn't possibly sort through it, and we were literally leaving on the road directly from school. So I had no time to really go through it. And it's a long-ass drive from Utah back to Florida, and you pass through a lot of hot states, like where Hunter is from.
Now, quick question for clarification. When you say, do you mean that there was literal feces? Because you said you grabbed something special from the bathroom.
Oh, we'll get to that.
No, when he said it was packed full of shit, that is not...
Okay.
Oh, sorry, that was figurative.
Okay.
Figurative not literal shit.
Just making sure. Continue.
The prank wouldn't have been as good. We would have noticed instantly if there was feces in it. It was so much better and worse at the same time. So, we're in Arizona. I think we had just gone through... just on the other side of Phoenix, I think. It was real hot. It's summer-ish. Late spring. And I'm like, what is that smell? Like, my mom noticed it first. She was like, what is that weird smell? I'm like, yeah, you're right, Mom. Why does it smell like a truck stop bathroom in here? And we're just looking around. Can't find it. It's like, it just smells like piss and chemicals. Because it had just been baking in this garbage bag of hate for like... 2,000, like for like, you know, 800 miles in God's punishment state, which is Arizona. So we
the blackest, hottest garbage bag.
Yeah, it was just they literally just took the trash bag out of the school's trash bin, I think is what they used. And so we pull over to like one of those rest stops where dudes like to do awful things to each other in the night, or good things depending on your view. And mom's like, well, and we start digging through the car, like we've got everything just strung out next to this picnic table, and we finally like, well, let's look at this bag. And we empty it onto the picnic table, and then out falls the grossest urinal cake that I've ever seen. And it wasn't like a fresh one. It wasn't a freshie. It was like
mostly yellow in color. Like, they start bright pink, and then as it takes the piss of a million high school kids, it slowly deteriorates. So there's just this piss cake that had been baking in the car. And it took a long time for that smell to come out of the car. We drove the rest of the way to Florida with the windows cracked, and it's smelling like boy piss.
And you kept the bag?
No, we did not keep the bag. And it ruined a lot of shit, too. We had to, like, throw a bunch of it away because as it was starting to – it was melting and forming, like, this piss syrup, if that's a word.
He called me, like, a couple of weeks later just to catch up and say, hey, I made it. Like, how you doing? Because, you know, this is pre-text messaging.
Yeah.
And he gives me a call, and the first thing he says is, dude, a urinal cake? Are you serious? And this is weeks after, so I had forgotten what I put in there. And I'm just laughing my ass off. Like, it worked. It paid off.
It certainly did.
Now, and this was after we found out how to get into the teacher's lounge, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Because you were part of the deal. We found they would lock the teacher's lounge, couch, microwave, copy machine. We found out that we could, you know, hoist each other up, go through the ceiling tiles, crawl 10 feet, and drop down through the other ceiling tiles into the teacher's lounge.
Just Mission Impossible style. All we needed was a single rope to dangle us off the floor as we dropped in.
So then we were just figuring out ways to abuse the copy machine, right? So Dave decides he's going to make multiple photocopies of the spot that shan't be mentioned, just pulled wide and sat upon this glass. In the most unhygienic way.
You're talking about butts, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
for
butt
real.
Stuff.
No, yeah.
That was so, butt stuff 2.0. Because I had already perfected the art of butt copies. Before we moved out to Nevada, where I met those guys, one of my greatest moments in high school, and the only reason we didn't get caught, and to all the viewers out there, if you do shenanigans in high school, don't tell anyone. Keep that to yourself, or swear everyone to secrecy like you're in the mafia.
Yeah,
because that's how you get caught. But luckily, it was only me and one other guy, and we did not tell anyone. And my mom taught seminary at the time, which means we had unadulterated access to an LDS chapel at like 6 in the morning. And while she would be busy packing up her lesson stuff, me and this other dude would be like, meeting's over, you can go, and she'd be wrapped her stuff up. Well, we beelined it to the library media center in the church, which was unlocked because she had to unlock it that morning to get supplies, which meant there was an unlocked access to a copy machine, and we sat upon it, which in hindsight probably wasn't great. I'm amazed we didn't bust the glass plating on it and cut our asses
hindsight.
Up.
Hindsight.
But I see
good
what
one.
You did there. Good one. And so we, and before we pulled that prank, I need to back it up further, we went and counted all of the lockers like we were fucking Rain Man, and so we knew exactly how many lockers there were in our particular high school.
And so you...
Yeah. What's that?
You ran around counting lockers.
Instead of looking at the number of the lockers and going to the end? Yeah, that's what he did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So you did that. Then you went and gave yourself a plate job.
Math was never my strongest subject. So yeah, there were numbers. They had numbers, but they were in weird batches. So you couldn't tell the total. That's what it was.
Mm.
There was like weird. There was like one through whatever A, one through whatever. Yeah, it's Florida school. Makes no sense. Anyway. But there was probably a better way we could have counted. But regardless, we had the total number of lockers we needed because we didn't want to under or overdo the job. If you're going to do something, do it right, viewers. And so me and this other guy, we divided it in half. Like, okay, you'll do half your butts and I'll do half my butts. And so it ended up being... It was right around 800. I'm not 100% certain what the exact, it's been too long, 15 plus years. But it was right around 800 butt photos, 400 apiece. And they weren't just like classy butt photos. Like imagine if you were sitting onto a plate, so it's all mashed up and spread, and puberty's happening. It's like an awful dark forest down there. It's Mirkwood. and the way we were sitting, it was just like... angled up the butt, so the most of the photo was like staring into the realm of Cthulhu, just dark and taint and balls and smashed, and it was real gross, just not pleasant to look at all. And then we folded them up like secret admirer letters. And then another benefit of having seminary, we got to school way early before anyone else was there, really, except for like the janitors and maybe a few teachers. And so we just went around. Like, he started at one end, I started at the other, and we just started stuffing folded notes into those little metal grates that lockers have, which I think are only designed to allow people to slip notes into lockers.
They don't have those anymore.
Oh, they got rid of them? Okay. Well, that makes sense. I could see why. And so for the rest of that day, as school started, we just sit back like we're fucking Bond villains stroking our cats and just watching as people open their lockers up for the day, and flop, out falls this little nightmare note, and they would unfold it, and his girls were screaming, and people were losing their minds, and just this chorus of "What the fuck, faggots!" And just ruined the day, like ruined just everyone who was not having a good time, and like it spread everywhere. And the principal was super mad. I've never seen a human being that angry before. Like, and it made it worse because he had we called him Mr. Lockjaw because, like, it looked like he had a stroke at some point, so half his face didn't work. So he had this lopsided thing to his mouth, but the other side was just drooling and enraged, kind of like, you know, when Rick wants Szechuan sauce. He's very much like that. And so he got to the point where, like, there was a morning announcement, like, does anyone have any information regarding the he didn't come right out and say ass photocopies. But he said the notes that people put in lockers, I think it got up to a $200 reward for information leading to the capture of the butt bandits, as me and my friend called each other.
Oh, God.
It was just amazing. And the only reason we get caught is because we didn't tell anyone. Because the rest of our friends would have fucking sold us out. Like, we had a
$200 back in those days. Oh, yeah.
We had a weird group of friends. We're like, we were friends, but we were also dicks to each other. So if they had known, they would have sold us out within an instant. That's the only reason I wasn't expelled in 10th grade for making ass photocopies. Which I'm pretty sure you can't do now, because I'm pretty sure I would have been tried as a sex criminal in the year 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, there's no debating that.
Did you guys hear that someone actually died trying to photocopy their butt?
No.
What?
No.
What is this?
Oh, yeah, really. They,
Are you about to trick us with a pun?
No, it was not a pun, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
It was during an office party. They wanted to photocopy their butt, but, you know, they weren't, you know, a high schooler. They were like an adult female, so they weighed a bit more. And they broke through the glass and got electrocuted.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so glad you're still here today.
Wow. Oh. Man. Again, reiterate how dumb high school kids are, especially boys. Wow, I had no idea that was a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, we escaped death and maiming on a regular basis.
Really?
Oh, for real. I did some crazy stuff that I should not have made it to as old as I am now.
I've used up almost all of my 9 lives, most of which were in the 9th through senior year.
I swear all I have left are nat ones. Like, this dice of my life is used up.
I can only fail. Like, I'm teenage drivers. Oh, God. So I was 16, mm-hmm. and even though I could technically drive on my own, I shouldn't. They should really push that age back. Because my mom's like, well, now you have access to the family's Ford Taurus, which is just a shitty mom mobile. It's not something a high school kid drives, but man, we treated that shit like it was the DeLorean. We were doing donuts and driving as fast as we could on dirt roads and fishtailing, and it culminated. It was the moment that I finally snapped from being a shitty driver to a responsible driver, and I'm taking my friend home in the next town over, and there's this railroad track, and there's a little bit of a ramp to it, like the concrete kind of goes up in a mound over it, and if you got going about 20 miles an hour, you could catch 3-4 feet of air. Which, again, is dumb in a Ford Taurus. It is not built to catch air. And then on either side of this railroad crossing, just thick, lush Florida trees. So you can't see down either side. And it was one of those old-timey railroad crossings before they invented things like safety. They just expected you to use common sense. So there was no lights, no cross little block thing that says comes down and says, hey, don't drive over here, stupid, because the train's going to fucking kill you. There was none of that. So, you know, what logical thing to do at nighttime is not to floor your Ford Taurus and get up to about 50 and then take that ramp. And I remember that moment as we soared through the air like the goddamn Dukes of Hazzard. Like, it's nighttime, but my God, is it real bright? And I just hear, and we all look over, just frozen in fear, and we literally missed the train by like a few feet. Like, we were eye level with the fucking conductor as we soared through the air like a bunch of shitty Santa Claus teenage kids.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh.
And then moms have some kind of weird magic power, because when I got back, she's like, are you okay? I had this weird premonition about trains. Are you all right? I'm like, are you a wizard? No trains, Mom. I'm going to be drive responsible only from here on out.
Glad you finally got on track, Dave.
All aboard the puns.
What about you, Hunter? Did you guys have any issues with drugs in your school?
It wasn't a big thing. I mean, it wasn't too bad. I mean, you had your pothead crowd. I think there's those guys in every high school. But outside of pot, like James' school is probably much worse because it was Vegas. But I mean,
my middle school was. High school, there's like nothing.
Tell us about your middle school.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah. Tell us about the drug crowd in middle school. What do you remember?
The drug crowd was, well, just like the typical stoner, like nothing special, but just real early. That wasn't the creepy part of that middle school. We had I was part of a group called Leadership in that school, which was like the prep crowd, I guess. Like, we organized the rallies and set up the dances and shit like that.
Do they give you special sheets to wear with the eyes cut out?
I wish. Man, matching uniforms would have been bitching. No, they had us like go through and set up posters in the hallways, and at this middle school, they had all of the grades separated out into separate halls, right? So there's the 6th hall, the 7th hall, and the 8th hall. And we would go through and clean them up and make everything look nice. It was all about school spirit. Yay! It was basically a free class for me, right? I don't have to listen to people talk about math right now. Yeah. And so we had to clean, it was always who's going to get the 6th hall, because the 6th graders were fucking animals. Like, just degenerate pieces of shit.
Oh, yep. Man.
Yep.
There were used condoms in that hall on multiple occasions.
It's middle school. No. Wow, what a different time.
Oh, yeah, right?
That was not our experience at all.
Also in middle school, I got jumbo bags of rubber bands and sold them to people for 25 cents a handful.
What?
And then they'd shoot them at each other or they'd shoot little metal darts at each other.
Okay, so they would do the thumbtacks in the paper, or they would do folded paper.
But I basically turned myself into an arms dealer because it wasn't a thing. And then I was like, hey guys, you know what you can do with these?
Well, you are.
And then they offered a reward for whoever was distributing rubber bands in the school.
God, the two of you.
Yeah.
People offering rewards for you. I could probably cash in.
James is just waiting around a corner with an overcoat. What you buying? What are you selling? And it's just like lined with like paper footballs, and airplanes, and rubber bands, and spit wads, and custom spit wad launchers.
No, like spit wads.
Because he has ways.
Paper, no, like you get thumbtacks in one of those little paper football style things.
That's so dark. That's way darker than we were.
That's what we did.
That happened at my school up until like someone got hit towards the facial area, so didn't last too long.
Needed to learn to duck.
Just took the one shot. That's how that scene ended in my school. It breached into high school and people were flipping the paper at each other and hitting each other. But it was when they were doing the unfolded paper clips.
That also works.
Fire those off.
I've seen it stick in a guy's leg before. It was gnarly.
Yeah. A girl got hit in the head with a paper clip and she bled, and that shut that shit down real quick. Like they were
to learn how to duck.
Mad
you
got to
remember, rubber bands don't hurt people. People hurt people.
That's right.
Spoken right. Like a true arms dealer.
Sharp metal hurts people, too. Well, I had a twin brother going to high school.
I was going to ask about your twin. Tell me you guys took advantage of your twindom and like took each other's classes and stuff. Tell us of your twin antics.
Well, I didn't really want his grades on my report card. Oh, just kidding.
So like you're the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the twins and he's the Danny DeVito?
Well,
you just sucked up all the nutrients and intelligence and he's just like Quado attached to you. They had to separate you at birth. Hey, this one of them.
No. He was a lot more physically gifted than I was, muscles.
Okay. He's the bronze fitness. And you're the brain. Gotcha.
Yeah, kind of like that. Plus, I was into unicycling, so of course, not going to have muscles.
Oh my God.
Why?
I feel like you missed your calling. You need to go to clown college. Just drop out of your school and go to clown college immediately.
You know what's It's actually funny you mentioned
I
clowns.
Know a unicycle.
I went to high school with a kid who rode a unicycle around occasionally, right?
Really?
And then we had like a very, it was casual Friday. Like some big event where it's like, oh, for this one day, dress code doesn't matter. And he came dressed as a clown. That's so like with the face paint and everything. And he was riding around in class with his unicycle.
Anyway, come on, Hunter.
Yeah, I could also juggle, so that was entertaining.
Of course.
Okay, this gets better. Tell me that you knew how to do like contortion or that...
balloon animals?
Yeah, balloon animals would be great. Can you do more than just a snake?
I can do a sword. I could do a stick. I could do a a lizard with its feet cut off. That's one of my favorites. But yeah, I could do a few
really
other
does.
Things.
Like... we were playing RPGs one night, and we had our cams turned on, and he just made balloon animals while we were playing one night. And like you said, they were swords and snakes and lizards with their legs cut off.
But yeah, every time it was someone's birthday, I would just be like, oh, cool, what's your favorite animal? And if they said something like, a peacock or a whale, I would just be like, oh, never mind. But if they said dog or like giraffe, then yeah, I would whip out a balloon animal and make him one.
That's fantastic. Oh my God, Hunter, you're amazing.
Now, I was kind of popular. Like I said, I was like at the 7, but I couldn't tell how much of that was because people enjoyed being around me or because it was pity. Like, oh, we should pretend to like this person.
We need to be nice to the sad clown so he doesn't become the stabbing clown. I'm sure it was because you were awesome.
Because
you are awesome.
Also told puns.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe it.
Almost every day I had a pun. A few of my teachers were like, hey, Hunter, what's that pun of the day?
And they were like, you were the chosen one. You were supposed to lead humor. Bring balance to humor. Not lead it into darkness.
So yeah, humor was like 90% of my personality, and without it, I would have just been a hollow husk. So yeah.
Like all true comedians.
Right? Yeah. I was going to say, sounds like most stand-up comedians I'm familiar with.
There's not a real market yet, I don't think. No one's cornered that clown / stand-up comedian market yet, Hunter. I'm just saying.
Well, I won't be standing up. I'll be using a unicycle.
There you go. Juggle and tell jokes.
You got an act right there.
Be a really weird new version of Jeff Dunham.
Yeah. I could wear one of those dinosaur costumes that you see.
All right.
Anyways, yeah.
Moving on. I could hear old man in Baxley's voice just now.
I'm like, I don't understand you new kids. It's
our
crazy.
Kids these days. Our kids dads and our dinos.
They're dressed like dinosaurs. It makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah, Dave doesn't understand because back when he was a kid, there were dinosaurs.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Dave.
That was a joke. Zing. 10 million years in the making.
Would you like some ice for that burn?
I would. I mean, the planet was covered in an ice age.
All right. Anyways, yeah, so I had quite a few friends. Well, I would say friends, but I didn't know most of their names. I knew their faces. I was just... terrible with names.
Holy
like horrible.
Shit, you just said that. That's fantastic.
So what? You were just like, hey, you every day?
Oh, wait, yeah. Do you have that disorder that Tom Cruise says that he has? I forget what it's called.
Oh, like face...
Scientology?
Facial something or other.
Face blindness?
Yeah, he has a hard time differentiating faces.
No, I was just lazy and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No disease. It would have been good to blame it on, but...
I don't have time to memorize your names, peasants.
I would know who they were, just not the name. So I'd be like, oh, hey, man.
Hey, guy person, do you just recognize them by smell?
Hey, you. Yeah.
But or you just start talking like the dude, hey, brother.
Although every now and then, Harris would come up to me at the end of the day where I'd go to him, you know, we'd talk about our days, and he'd be like, oh, yeah. Like 5 different people came by and was like, hey, Hunter, and wanted a pun or something.
as you unicycled away alone to the setting sun with the theme of the Incredible Hulk playing in the background.
Just a pun merchant. Fantastic.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome. So good.
Just so sad.
It's like the ending of Shane. There's like one little kid who's like graduated up higher, but he should be in middle school. He's like, come back, Hunter.
Oh. And he's like, I'm done here. I'm sorry.
It's There's the no more puns in the valley.
I'm trying to think of one last story to tell. I already told
I feel like we
maybe
need
dating
to stop.
Related.
I feel like we're not gonna go better.
Yeah, all right. Good place to end, I suppose.
Well, hang on.
All right. Brainstorm.
It's about 8 o'clock.
Yep, it is almost that time. But I shall leave us with the saddest and most terrifying of tales.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's the first time I saw a hand job.
Oh no, this is going to be so sad, isn't it?
Is this
related to breaking into the teacher's...
Actually, Dave, I have one that follows yours since we're bringing up these stories.
All right. We will end it in a deep cloud of shame and regret. All right.
Sounds good.
It was 10th grade, yeah, early 10th grade back in Florida, and they had the special needs students, and... Mm. They had their own separate class. They stuck together. Their buses were shorter than everyone else's. They usually all wore jogging pants with Velcro shoes. And we were all fucking scared of them because they had the strength of 10 men. And it was their best just left alone. Like, one of them didn't have verbal language, but he would just start to scream at you, kind of like a chimp if you startle it in the wild. And it would fall by just a flurry of punches.
Oh, my God.
Like, just aggressive. Yeah, just super violent. Aggressively special needs. So we all gave them a wide berth. In hindsight, we were probably dicks, and they were just doing their best to communicate and all that. But I think it was history class. Not that it matters, but like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. And boy, did I pick a bad time to go to the bathroom. So get the hall pass, pimp into the restroom. And as I approach the restroom doors, I begin to hear the faint noises of the special people. And I'm like, what? That's weird. And then I open the door, and then it's super loud. And now I'm concerned. And then I round the corner, because they have that little entryway, then you round a corner, then you're into a full restroom proper. And then there in the middle of the restroom, not in the stall, not trying to hide it, just two of them, jogging pants around their ankles, and just angrily tugging at each other's penises is the only way I can describe it. Just shouting at each other and jerking cocks. And then I slowly backed up out of the room because everyone knows their vision is based on movement. And if you don't move, they can't see you. And I'm like, where is your handler? And it scarred me for life. And in my darkest of dreams, I'm still in that moment forever and always.
Remember, kids, riding a unicycle doesn't make you cool. I was one of the lucky ones.
Wheelie, Hunter. Wheelie. Come on.
Oh, God.
Nailed it. Drop the mic.
Just drop it. Perfect. And walk away. Does not get better.